How times change. In the 1970s, a recording device brought down a president. Today, we're looking at the records of cell phone conversations. In the impeachment inquiry last week, a potential bombshell was dropped. In addition to the suspicious July 25th phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president, there was another phone call between the president and Gordon Sondland, his ambassador to the European Union, who was on his cell phone in a restaurant in Kyiv, on a potentially unsecured phone line. That news stunned some security experts, including Larry Pfeiffer. He served 32 years in the U.S. intelligence community, including as senior director of the White House Situation Room.
I'm going to assume that the Russian intelligence service and perhaps other foreign intelligence services are targeting guys like Ambassador Sondland. If you're a high-value target for Russia, you just have to assume that they are monitoring you, they're surveilling you, and they're going to be trying to listen in on your calls. And, you know, a country like Ukraine, high threat environment from an intelligence perspective, guys like Sondland, the members of the embassy staff, they will have been briefed extensively on the threats that exist in this region. They will have gotten briefings on the outset of their hiring, and then odds are they would even get a security briefing before they would go into the country about the various threats that existed. So either one of three things happened. Either one, he never got the briefing. That's bad. Two, he got the briefing and he forgot about it. That's bad. Or number three, he got the briefing, understood it, but doesn't care. And really, none of those answers is very positive.
So there is clearly a security protocol for these kind of communications. Today, compared with other administrations you've seen, Larry, how does the Trump administration comply generally with these security measures?
Some of the anecdotes we're hearing, like this one, you know, suggests that there are players who don't take security as seriously as they should. Now, in fairness to these individuals, I worked in the White House during the Obama administration. And when you have an administration, you have a mix of people. You've got people who spend, you know, decades in the business. You come steeped in this kind of knowledge. But you also have people who come from the corporate world. You have people that come from academia, people that come from politics, from the campaign. And they come in and they're given jobs, they're given clearances, they're given access to sensitive information. They all get briefed on, you know, that first week, they get flooded with all kinds of briefings about all the different rules and regulations. But at the same time they're getting those briefings, they're also starting to go 180 miles an hour to accomplish the foreign policy objectives of the president. We had one individual lose his BlackBerry in China. And they called us, and their concern wasn't that they lost a BlackBerry in China. Their concern was, my boss needs his BlackBerry, a new BlackBerry. Can you get me one? And you know, my concern was, oh, my God, you've lost a BlackBerry in China. He called me back 5 minutes later to say, oh, don't worry. Hey, everything's fine. The Chinese found it, and they just gave it back to us. I said they need to put it in a lead-lined box and mail that sucker back to Washington to be examined forensically. And my assumption, again, is if you know, your device falls into the hands of a foreign government, you have to assume that it's been compromised.
How do you think this phone call plays into the Democrats' larger case against Trump?
If it plays out as it's been characterized, it suggests a greater hand by the president on the tiller of this scheme here. And so that, you know, that begins to feed into some of these impeachment charges, I think.
That was security analyst Larry Pfeiffer, who spent more than three decades working in U.S. intelligence. He now directs the Hayden Center for Intelligence, Policy, and International Security at George Mason University.